This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الفقيه هو الفقيه بفعاله ليس الفقيه بنطقه ومقاله وكذا الرئيس هو الرئيس بخلقه ليس الرئيس بقومه ورجاله وكذا الغني هو الغني بحاله ليس الغني بملكه وبماله.
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن ولاه ما بعد. So most of the akhlaq that we are doing deal with interacting with other people, and that's going to be the default of our series. But there's another category of akhlaq, and that is the akhlaq or the characteristics of the mu'min in his own life, with his own personality. And we're going to do a few of those. Today will be one of them. And this is actually a very comprehensive one. I'm actually putting a number of them into today's lecture. And that is, the believer, the mu'min, is not satisfied with being mediocre. The believer wants to aim for the highest and be the best. The believer is not satisfied with average. No, the mu'min strives to have the best vision, the highest aspiration, the loftiest ambitions. The mu'min wants to be the best of the best in everything. So the mu'min has a vision that is very high and has a desire and a fortitude. We call it in Arabic, azima. He has a strong desire to get there. He has a plan of action and then he exerts effort. In other words, the believer is a mover and shaker. The believer is a visionary. The believer is a leader in every field. This isn't just in the religious field. In whatever the believer does, the believer thinks long term, and the believer wants to be somebody who has a lasting legacy. Not because of fame, not because of glory, but because that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. And of course, the Quran and Sunnah is full of this. In fact, what is the seerah except the story of success in every single angle, both religiously and politically? What is the lives of the Sahaba except seeing how every one of them became the best of the best general, the best leader, the best khalifa, the best scholar, the best mufassir, the best poet, Hassan ibn Thabit? Every one of the senior Sahaba, they have a vision, they have a goal, and they become the best of the best. And the Quran is full of such adjectives and encouragements. How does Allah tell us when it comes to worship? Look at the adjectives and the verbs used. وَسَارِعُوا وَسَابِقُوا فَاسْتَبِقُوا. It's like a race. Win the race. Be the first to be going into Jannah, to earn Allah's maghfirah, to inherit a heaven, the likes of which is you cannot even imagine. Allah's telling us to race one another. When you race, what's the goal of the race? You want to be number one. That's the whole point here. The Sahaba, they aimed high in all that they did. The famous incident, Rifa'a, the servant of the Prophet ﷺ, the freed slave. By the way, side point here, in a land, in an era of slavery, in an era of owning and whatnot, the Prophet ﷺ never purchased a ghulam. And when people were gifted, slaves were gifted to him, he freed every single ghulam that he ever was gifted. In a land and an era where slavery was rampant, our Prophet ﷺ put the role model. He never purchased a ghulam, and when emissaries gifted, he would always free. One of these freed slaves was Rifa'a. The Prophet ﷺ freed him. But Rifa'a loved the Prophet ﷺ so much, he became a khadim, a servant. Not a slave, a servant. One day the Prophet ﷺ said, Rifa'a, what can I give you for all that you're doing? What gift can I give you? So look, Rifa'a, how he aimed high. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I want one thing. I want to be your companion in Jannah. Look at the vision of Rifa'a. I want one thing, I want to be with you in Jannah. When the Prophet ﷺ told the Sahaba that He's describing Jannah. He's describing who's going to get to Jannah. He said, of them, there will be a small group, only 70,000 out of billions, who are going to enter Jannah, and they're going to bypass the hisab, the scales on the Day of Judgment. Immediately, Ukasha stands up, says, Ya Rasulullah, I want to be amongst those 70,000. Make dua to Allah. Immediately, he wants to be of the elite. That's the vision of the Sahaba. When the Prophet, in another hadith, he's describing Jannah and the doors of Jannah. And he says, there are 8 doors of Jannah. And every door, it has a particular good deed. It's going to call the people of fasting, will be called from the door of Rayyan. The people of Sadaqah will be called from another door. The people of doing this and that will be called from another door. So all of us here in this audience were like, may Allah make us at least one door. Ameen, inshallah. That's our goal. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, look at the mentality of Abu Bakr. Wallahi, it's mind-boggling. Immediately, he says, Ya Rasulullah, will there be a person who will be called from all 8 doors? Look at where Abu Bakr is aiming. Is there a person that all 8 of the doors will call simultaneously? That's what I'm talking about, having a high vision. Our Prophet said, yes indeed, and I hope you will be amongst them. You will be of that category. Subhanallah, aiming high, having a high vision, not being satisfied with mediocrity. That's why in the Quran, one of the du'as for the believers, again, we began this whole series with the end of Surah Al-Furqan. In the ending of Surah Al-Furqan, the last phrase in it, وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Oh Allah, make us leaders of the righteous. The believer aims to be a mover and shaker. The believer aims to be a leader. Not because of fame, not because of popularity and limelight, but because you want to leave a lasting legacy. Ibrahim alayhi salam makes dua in the Quran that وَجْعَلِّي لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. Leave a legacy that later generations are going to be praising me for. You want to leave a legacy, not because of ego, but because you want to cause an impact. You want to gain hasanat. You want to do something good. So aiming high, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, advising the believers, ihris ala ma yanfa'uk, be eager to gain that which will benefit you. Be eager, have a vision, have a goal. Don't be mediocre. Don't be just another statistic. Contrast this to how Allah describes the hypocrites. Wa idha qamu ila salati qamu kusala. When they stand up to pray, they're lazy. And another verse, when they come to the masjid, they have no energy. Allah is describing them with the opposite adjectives. In fact, our Prophet ﷺ would seek refuge in Allah. Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from being lazy, being incapacitated, doing nothing. That's not the status of the believer. The believer has energy, has enthusiasm, has a vision and a goal. And then once that vision and goal is there, the believer then has a strong sense of purpose. I want to accomplish this. Not wishy-washy, not wavering. Allah says in the Quran, وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. Get their consultative decision. Consult amongst yourselves. Once you take the decision, Allah says, فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Once you have your firm resolve, then go ahead and do it and put your trust in Allah. The word azama means to have a firm resolve. Don't be wishy-washy. The Prophet says, will make dua to Allah. Oh Allah, I ask you al-azima. I ask you for the firm resolve to be on the right. So the believer has the firm resolve. You know, we all know the difference between leaders and between followers. And of the differences between a leader, the leader not just has a vision, he has a resolve. He has the intention to do something. And that intention, it is addictive. He can spread it to other people. And that's one of the differences between the leader and between the followers. So you have that resolve as well. Once you have the resolve, you follow it up in action as well. You have the action, the plan. And this is another characteristic of the believer. The believer is not random. A few days ago, I talked about wisdom. This also plays over here. The believer is wise and not a fool. When the believer does something, the believer thinks it through, has a plan. It's a good plan. And then the believer executes the plan perfectly. This is in this world and in the akhirah. This is for the religion and for whatever you're doing. Even this world, the believer wants the best. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah loves when you do something that you do it perfectly. This is a hadith. Allah loves when you do something, you don't do a sloppy job. You don't just get by with a C-. No, you don't just pass the bare minimum safety requirements. No, when you do something, do it well. إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يُحِبُّ إِذَا عَمِلَ عَمَلَكُمْ أَحَدًا أَنْ يُتْقِنَهُ. You have to do it with itqan, do it perfection. In the other hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ الْإِحْسَانَ فِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah prescribed and legislated perfection in all that you do. So even when you're fighting the enemy, fight with perfection. Means have a vision, have a plan. Use the proper, you know, tools, the proper warfare. Don't be foolish. Don't do something stupid on the battlefield. And even when you're slaughtering an animal, slaughter with perfection. Make sure that you sharpen the blade. Make sure that you treat the animal compassionately so that the animal doesn't prolong in suffering. This hadith, our scholars say, the Prophet ﷺ gave the example of sacrificing an animal, which is the most common thing. Every few days, a chicken is going to be killed in that environment. Every few days, you're going to sacrifice an animal. And what is the sacrifice of an animal? Is the death of an animal. The animal's gone. But the Prophet ﷺ gave an example. Even when you're going to cause the end of a life of an animal, do it perfectly. Even when you're doing something so mundane as sacrificing a chicken, when you're doing so mundane as dhabiha, do it perfectly. Don't be sloppy. And he said explicitly in this hadith, sharpen the blade. Be gentle to the animal. Don't kill it in front of the other animals. Take it aside. Make sure, and the hadith says, give the least amount of pain. وَلْيُرِحْ ذَبِيحَتَهُ. Give ease to the animal that you're going to sacrifice. The example being given of an animal being sacrificed, and be good, be perfect. Then how about the jobs that we're doing? How about the tasks that are assigned to us? So the believer, dear brothers and sisters, is not average. The believer doesn't want to be another statistic. The believer wants to leave an impact. The believer wants to be a mover and shaker. The believer wants to rise up to the top and be the best in his field, and also the best in iman and taqwa. That's the attitude of the believer. And this is shown in so many things. Again, time is limited, but let me give you just one or two more ahadith. Of them, the Prophet ﷺ said, if the trumpet of the Day of Judgment is blown, and you have in your hand a seedling, a sapling, and you're able to plant it before you hear the trumpet, then go ahead and plant it. Meaning, do something positive even if death is right there. Even if death is around the corner, you can do something. The tree that you plant, you won't even live to eat it, but your children. And in this hadith, there are no children, it's the Day of Judgment. But the metaphor is being given. The metaphor that do whatever positive you can. Leave a legacy even if at the end of your life. So you aim high, you have a vision, you have a plan, and you execute that vision with perfection. And I'll conclude with a beautiful hadith which really, really drives the point home that Islam, Allah Azza wa Jal, the Prophet ﷺ, they don't want you to be mediocre. They want you to aim for the best of the best. We're all aware that Jannah has many thousands of levels. And we're all aware that there's two broad categories, Ashabul Yameen and As-Sabiqoon. And Ashabul Yameen will be the bulk of the people of Jannah. As-Sabiqoon, those that are in the front of the race, they are a very small amount. Allah says, ثُلَّةٌ مِنْ أَوَلِينَ وَقَلِيلٌ مِنَ الْآخِرِينَ. Small groups of people are going to be from the Sabiqoon. Within the Sabiqoon, there are many, many, many ranks. And the highest rank out of all of the Sabiqoon is that of Firdaus. We all know of Firdaus. It is the highest level of Jannah. Think about what percentage of the Muslim community will enter Firdaus. We do not know, but yani realistically, it's going to be a very small percentage, because the Firdaus is the highest category of the Sabiqoon, and the Sabiqoon themselves are a small quantity compared to Ashabul Yameen. Maybe what, 0.1%, 0.5% are going to enter Firdaus, if even that. Obviously, if Firdaus is that good, by the way, Firdaus is so good, we have no descriptions of it. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, words fail me. He said, in Firdaus is that which the eyes have never seen, the ears have never heard, and minds have not even conceived. You can't even imagine. You know all the descriptions of Jannah we read? That's not Firdaus. That's lower levels. All of what you read in the Quran and Hadith, it's not Firdaus. Firdaus has not been described, because it cannot be described. What percentage will get to Firdaus? The smallest of the small. Yet still, what did our Prophet ﷺ say? He said, when you ask Allah for Jannah, I want you to ask for Firdaus al-A'la. Subhanallah. Knowing that the majority of people who are asking are not going to get to Firdaus. It's not that easy, we just want it and we get it. Firdaus will not be given to 99.9% of people asking for it. But still, when you ask Allah, what do you ask for? When you aim, where do you set your sights? You set your sights on the highest of the high. Because if you fail going to the highest of the high, but that was where you wanted to go, inshallah, you'll end up sabiqoon as-sabiqoon. You'll end up very high up. But if you aimed to be the very last person who enters Jannah, struggling and crawling, that was your goal, then if you fail that goal, where will you end up? The believer does not strive for mediocrity. The believer aims for the highest of the high. Even if you feel you're not going to get there, aim for it, strive for it, put in the effort, make dua, and who knows, you might just end up there. But if even you don't end up there, if you lived your life wanting to get there, striving to get there, and even if you didn't get the A+, you might just get the solid A. You might be in the level right below Firdaus. And subhanAllah, compared to anything else, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. So, of the akhlaq and characteristics of the believer has a strong will. The believer is a visionary. The believer is a mover and shaker. The believer wants the best of this world and the best of the akhirah. The believer sets his aim high. His eyes are on the prize. The believer has a plan of action. The believer has a strong will. The believer executes that plan. And then the believer puts his trust in Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of the people of Firdaus al-A'la. And inshallah we'll continue tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Inna al-faqih huwa al-faqih bifa'alihi. ليس الفقيه بنطقه ومقاله وكذا الرئيس هو الرئيس بخلقه ليس الرئيس بقومه ورجاله وكذا الغني هو الغني بحاله ليس الغني بملكه وبماله.